So how does one maintain balance on a regular basis? And should are there times when you should prioritize the spiritual over the material or material over the spiritual? Yes, definitely. See, balance is never static. Balance itself is dynamic. That means if you are riding a bike. Now the balanced state of the bike is the vertical state. But if you are turning right, and the vertical state won't enable us to turn right. We have to tilt the bike slightly towards the right. Now after I had turned towards the right, again I have to straighten the bike. If I keep the bike tilted towards the right, what will happen? I just go in a circle. So if I have to go straight, then I tilt towards the right, move towards the right, then afterwards, okay, this again that I turn toward left and move onwards. So the basic nature of the balance state for the bike is not necessarily the vertical state. It is that state which enables one to move onwards. And depending on how the traffic is, how the roads are, sometimes the tilted state may be the balanced state. So if we expect balance in life to be that, you know, I do this in the morning, I do this in the afternoon, I do this in the evening, I don't do this at night. We make a rigid plan for our life. Then we will soon find ourselves frustrated. Because life just cannot be so micro-controlled like that. And balance in that sense is not a static set of schedules. It is more a dynamic planning of purpose. These are the things which I am to do in my life. 1, 2, 3, 4. Like this is the direction in which I need to go. That is where I need to get. So sometimes I may stay vertical, sometimes I may tilt left, sometimes I may tilt right, like that. Now, plans often don't work, but planning works. I mean, specific plans, I'll do this at this time, I'll do this at this time, that may not work. But planning itself gives us an overall sense of priority and purpose. Okay, these are the important things for me, and this is what I need to get done. And then we can be flexible. Sometimes we can do one thing more, sometimes another thing more. All that can be adjusted. Just like another example, if we are driving to some place. Sometimes when the traffic is a lot, we'll move slowly. Sometimes the traffic is less, we'll move faster. So overall, we keep moving forwards. But depending on the traffic, we may move slower or faster. Similarly, with respect to our material spiritual balance, there are times when our material life may require prioritization. You know, if there is some family function, if there is a marriage, there is some other family emergency, whatever, sometimes those require attention and we need to give attention to them. So we could say if we consider the spiritual journey at that time, there's a lot of traffic over there. So spiritually we may be slower. But that's fine. As soon as the traffic clears, we can move faster. And sometimes we may prioritize the spiritual life also. Sometimes we may say go for some spiritual outings, some pilgrimages, or there might be some retreats where we may have a whole day, a couple of days events, or it might be an outing to some other place where we focus exclusively on spirituality. So if there are some special associations, special programs available, we may prioritize that. So as long as we have the overall purpose clear, we can adjust the specifics. Sometimes material life can be more, sometimes spiritual life can be more. We have certain basic spiritual commitments which we always try to fulfill. Along with that, we have some basic material commitments which you always try to take care of. But overall, within that basic level of material and spiritual commitments, some things can be beyond that basic, which to do more, which to do less, that is something which can be adjusted according to our specific situations, according to time, place, circumstance. So instead of seeking for balance in terms of a rigid formula, doing this, 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 at this, this, this times, we can see balance as a dynamic planning of priority and purpose. And with that planning of priority and purpose, we will be able to adjust things according to time, place and circumstance while moving onwards in the direction which we want to go in our life. Okay. Yes.